Well, hopefully he doesn't get a copy of this broadcast. First and 10 for the Eagles at the 35-yard line after the penalty with the legal procedure on the kickoff gives Caseville a medium well field to work with. Right to left across your radio, receivers wide each way, and at the quarterback is still Joe Alice with Cole Simmons to his left. Will engage defense, adjusting accordingly. There's the snap, and it's going to be a keeper. And Alice gets back to the line of scrimmage. If he's lucky, he fought for everything he needed as the big man, number 77, Kevin Brinkman, brought him down, leading the charge for no gain.
Yeah, that time still in the two-back set, running the read option. This time, he keeps it himself, using the big man, Cole Simmons, as his lead blocker, tries to get around him, but nobody picks up the big man, like you said, Clark, number 77, Kevin Brinkman. I think he brought both of them down on that play.
I think so. He could have brought the whole booth down, too. 11-18 left in the first half, 29-8. Caseville with the ball, but trailing Owengage. Pro set, two men in the backfield. Now Siegfried is back under center as your quarterback. It's a handoff right up the gut to Cole Simmons. He can't get anywhere also, as number 77 in the Owengage defense smelled it out, brought the blitz, and stopped him right at the line of scrimmage for yet another no gain. Brings up now third down, 10 to go.
Yeah, Owengage definitely wins the size battle in this one. As up front, they have some big boys on the line, and if you're going to run right up the middle, you're going to have to get a guy or two on 77, Kevin Brinkman. He's plugging all the holes in the middle right now.
Siegfried under center, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper. He tries to go left, nothing there. He breaks free to the right, and he gets tripped up in the backfield, dives forward to the original line of scrimmage. He was tripped up by the quarterback, punter, defensive back, Jake Wright, with a tackle. Brings up now fourth down, 10 to go. No yards on this drive yet for the Eagles.
Yeah, probably a punting situation here. The worst thing you could do is give this high-powered Owengage offense the ball in on the 30-yard line with only 30 yards to go.
So they will bring, that's exactly what they do. It looks like number 48, Mason Kuzefka, your punter for Caseville. This will only be the second punt of the night. He stands at his own 24-yard line away in the snap. Good snap. Looking for the fake. Passes to his left. Has a man open, and they catch it, and it is enough for the first down all the way out to the 47-yard line, complete to Drew Lepic from Mason Kuzefka. A nice little trickery there, well executed, and Caseville moves the chains after what looked like it's going to be a stalled-out drive.
Absolutely. Caseville so far outmatched on both sides of the ball. Owengage, though, thinking they've got another stop, setback, and were caught on their heels. Nice play call by the coach, Jason Pierce of Caseville, willing to take that chance in his own end zone, or in his own side of the field, excuse me, and a big play and first down for the Eagles.
Pro set from the 48-yard line. First and 10, right to left across your radio. Siegfried throws it to number 48, Mason Kuzefka, diving out of bounds. Grabbed that by about two fingertips, brought it in for a reception. It's a four-yard gain. Clock stops at 9:14 left in the first half. And it's going to bring up a second and six from Owengage, 49-yard line. First down marker is at the 43.
Yeah, try to keep up here, folks. Now Andrew Siegfried now running the quarterback position, makes a throw and a nice one-handed catch by
Beautiful.
Mason Kuzefka, by the way, to haul that in for a four-yard gain. Second and six coming up and for Siegfried and the Eagles.
Working off the left hash, it's a handoff to Alice, finds some room to breathe a little bit, gets across the line of scrimmage, out to the 46-yard line, brought down by Derek Harp, the defensive lineman, who's a senior, sets up a third down, 4 yards to go, 8:58 left in the first half. Owengage leads 29-8 over Caseville.
Well, this is how Caseville got their first touchdown. They switched it up. They put running back Joe Alice at the quarterback position and run the read option for a little while. Had some success. Got a big run by Cole Simmons. Again, that's a name we haven't heard in a little bit here. Expect him to touch the ball again here very soon, and that's exactly what we're seeing, Clark. Joe Alice now back at the quarterback position.
And Siegfried out wide to the right. Man to the left, that would be Chance Shippey. Cole Simmons to his left, and it's going to be a Cole Simmons carry. Across the line of scrimmage, has the first down by about a half a yard, according to my sight lines here, all the way across the 45 to the 42-yard line. First down, Eagles.
Yeah, move the chains. They go back to the read option. Cole Simmons finds a little bit of a hole, and that's all he needs is the big-bodied running back, fullback, makes his way up the field, gets enough, and plows his way for a first down.
First and 10 for the Eagles at the Owen Gage 43-yard line. 8:15 left in this first half. 29-8. Owen Gage over Caseville. The Eagles with the ball coming out of the pro set. Siegfried at quarterback under center. There's the snap. It's a pitch out to the right to Alice. And number 34, David Binder, broke free into the backfield and swung down Alice for a big loss across midfield back into Caseville territory at the 48-yard line. That is a 9-yard loss. That's up a second and 19.
Yeah, that time sticking with the pro formation. They try to pitch it out real quickly and trying to get to the sideline. Nothing doing there as the Owen Gage defense hovering the lines very well, makes the open field tackle, and a big loss for the Eagles on first down.
19 yards for a first down marker, which is somewhere around the 33-yard line. That chain man is taking a break at the moment. As Siegfried in the pocket goes to pass, and a little bit of miscommunication as number 28, Joe Alice, was streaking down just inside the far sideline. This one was thrown to his left by about 5 yards, incomplete. Now third down, 19 yards to go.
Well, the offensive line losing the battle there. The play action is the only thing that kept that play alive for Andrew Siegfried. He actually gets hit as he throws it and has a chance. Joe Alice not ready for the ball to be there because it was rushed because of the pressure by the defense. And that brings up third and long.
As the temperature starts to drop here a little bit in Caseville, Michigan, looks like the Owen Gage cameraman putting a jacket on the top of the bullpen over there. 7:19 left in
the
this
dugout,
first half.
Dugout
bullpen. What do you call a dugout when it's used for football? I'm not quite sure. Well, receiver wide each way. Allison, the shotgun at quarterback, gets hit on the way. And then he underthrows it a little bit as the intended receiver was Drew Lepic. As Joe Alice is getting hit nearly every time he throws by that Owen Gage front line.
Yeah, the Owen Gage defensive line really doing a nice job so far. Drew Lepic, though, streaking from that tight end position, was open if the ball was up just a little bit. He probably catches that ball, and I'd feel pretty safe saying he might have got a first down there as well. Instead, back to Mason Kozefka and the punting team now for the Eagles.
Last time they went for a punt, they faked it. Fourth and 19, 7:02 left in this first half from the 48-yard line. Mason Kozefka goes to punt from his 37. This one is facing the far sideline. This one goes out of bounds at the 43-yard line, maybe, of Owen Gage. They're not really sure. Now the official is apparently has a pedometer on, needs to get his steps in for the day as he's pacing that sideline, and they say he's going to mark him down to the 43-yard line where Owen Gage will take over.
Looked like another one of those wedge shots by Mr. Ramsey.
Thank you
that
for
ball
that.
Went nowhere, and now excellent field position.
I sliced
for
to the left. Got to remember that. This is going. Everything's going to the right.
Oh, that's right. You are a lefty, aren't
Thank
you?
Yes, indeed. Just like Jake Wright, the quarterback for Owen Gage, facing first and 10 from the 43-yard line. Owen Gage leads by 21 points. Halfway through the second quarter. It's a pitch out to the left to David Binder across to the line of scrimmage all the way to midfield. Brought down by Cole Simmons. A flag flies at the end of the play right at midfield after a 7-yard gain on first down.
Yeah, nice gain by the Bulldogs on first down. Coming back to that I formation, this time taking a wide receiver out to the right. And the holding penalty is going to bring some of this yardage back, Clark.
Don't even look at that gain as it's a holding against Caseville, or excuse me, a holding against Owen Gage. And it pushes it back to the 40-yard line. It's going to be now a second and about 13, maybe 14 yards for the first down. It's first and 14. Here we go. 6:34 left in the second quarter. Owen Gage out of the huddle, sends a man wide to the left. That's number 14. Number 14, Jake Warak. I formation in the backfield. It's a pitch out to the right to number 34, David Binder. Gets across midfield, has the first down. He's still going to the 35, the 25-yard line. Forced out of bounds by number 48, Mason Kozefka. But we have a flag all the way back to at the 43-yard line in Owen Gage territory. And also another one at the 45-yard line of Caseville. Both teams are retreating already, as they're trying to figure out exactly what happened here.
Well, or they're trying to figure out exactly how many holding penalties they're going to have on this play, Clark.
As a hold against... Oh, hold on.
Check that.
Check that. He started to signal the hold.
I think there's been a recall.
Well, this is going to look like a Oprah show pretty quick here. You get a hold. You get a hold. You get a hold. Everybody gets a hold.